Hey everyone, welcome to PT Snacks Podcast. This is Casey, your host. And if you're tuning in for the very first time, what you need to know is that this podcast is meant for physical therapists and physical therapist students who are looking to grow your fundamentals, but in bite-sized segments of time. This is why our episodes are typically short. I try and keep it centered on things that are established and well-known. And not too long ago, I polled Instagram just to see if you guys would be interested in more like strength training episodes. So understanding more so the basis behind why you might use one exercise versus another, how you would teach somebody this or utilize it to get them stronger, because a lot of our high level evidence is based on strength training for multiple different diagnoses. And of course, this can look so different for everyone. I'm not saying that everybody has to learn how to pick up a barbell or everyone has to take up Pilates. I think different things work for different people and people have different preferences on what they want to get back to. But if you do have someone who would benefit from barbell training or wants to get into that or return to that, this is an episode for you. So we're going to sprinkle more of this in there just so that we as physical therapists are actually movement experts and feel well qualified to teach our patients these things. Because often this is something that I hear a lot of students talk about is in PT school, you just don't really get to learn a whole lot of therapeutic exercise or just how to utilize it, why you would utilize it, etc. And this is something that I'm passionate about. So we are going to talk about deadlifts today. Now, this is a huge topic. So we are going to keep this episode as kind of an intro to deadlifting, mainly talking about barbells, but we'll touch a little bit on different types. Just the basic of what you should know today is what exactly is a deadlift? How do you perform it? And how do you make it efficient? Because that's also something we look for, right? So what is it? The deadlift essentially is called a deadlift because you're either lifting dead weight from a floor or that weight is at a dead stop. So you don't get as much of the benefit of a like stretch reflex like you would for a squat. That weight on the ground is static. So it begins with a concentric contraction and then an eccentric, whereas a squat is the opposite. It will begin with an eccentric contraction and then a concentric. So it can be pretty tough to lift dead weight off the floor, but it is a great posterior chain exercise. It's for strengthening the back, the glutes. Depending on what variation, you might have a little bit more hip external rotators in there or hip adductors, adductors, as well as up and down the chain. Even just working on your postural muscles, your traps, your lats, those are all engaged. And I'm not just going to list off an anatomy lesson here. But this is also a lift that can be pretty scary for a lot of people. And while there are patients that injure themselves from bad form, the benefits often outweigh the cons. So being able to give our patients confidence to get the benefits of strengthening from this exercise, if it is something that they want to do, is important to where they are prepared to lift, you know, things off the ground in real life. Think about lifting a child off the floor or being able to pick up your groceries. If you're like me, I like to carry my groceries in one trip. And so you're deadlifting and then doing a farmer's carry in the door, right? If you're me, you're running. It's just something that we often do in life. And often these patients are scared to death to do. So you as a clinician should know how to do this, right? So with this, let's talk a little bit about how this movement works. So if we are talking about force vectors, yay, physics, right? Work is force times distance, right? So a lot of the work that's being done with this one, since you're picking it up from the ground, a lot of your resistance is gravity working in a vector downwards, right? Gravity is pushing us down. And so we are trying to measure the weight that we can pull up against gravity. That vector is directly upwards. This is what we are measuring with force times distance. However, A lot of times, if work is done horizontally, that work is lost as inefficient energy. So if you picture a little stick man and a barbell's on the floor, and we're looking at someone from the side, and there's maybe a straight line down through the bar path. The goal with the deadlift form is to be able to pull the bar directly upwards without letting the bar slide forward or backwards, because if the bar path is no longer straight, maybe it curved outward, maybe it curved inward, we are less efficient. We have lost energy. That doesn't get counted for us. So being able to teach people to be more efficient with this is, one, great for performance, and two, just helps them to be more efficient with this type of lift. So on how to do that, typically the stance, well, we want to start with the startup, right? So this stance typically is a little bit narrower than the squat if we're talking about a conventional deadlift, right? So conventional is the classic lifting a bar from the floor. Most people start with their toes externally rotated, maybe 10 to 30 degrees outwards, just to better utilize the hip adductors, AD adductors, and external rotators. But this isn't everyone, right? Everybody's arthropometry is a little bit different and has a little different comfort level. Versus like a sumo, they'll stand a lot wider. With all these variations, if we're talking about a barbell, the bar is lined up over the middle of the foot. A lot of times people are scared about hitting the bar against their shin, so it's too far out, and this is less efficient. So you want it to line up right over the middle of the foot, and then your grip, if it's conventional, is going to be right outside of the legs. If it's sumo, it's going to be inside the legs, or your legs are going to be outside of your grip. But if we're talking about conventional, which we are, when it's gripped outside, then what you want to do is lower your hips and lift your chest, keeping the bar still in position over your foot. My biggest recommendation for you, if you're having a hard time visualizing this, would be to just watch videos of people performing deadlifts from the side. So because people are a little bit different in how long their femurs are or how long their torso is, their exact body angle is going to differ from person to person. So what you need to consider is, you know, the back angle, the hip angle. And typically if you're focusing on the bar path, a lot of this kind of takes care of itself. You do want to keep your back rigid because straight lines are nice and strong versus, again, losing the efficiency of that energy transfer. But if you keep those steps in place, it usually takes care of itself. So the gaze is typically just kind of out in front of you. You're keeping your cervical spine in neutral. But once you have this position, it's active, right? Everything is tense. Pull on the bar and stand, keeping your arms straight. You don't want to hyperextend your back at the lockout portion. A lot of times people think they're hyperextending at their hips, which is super hard to do with a heavy weight in front of you. So a lot of times it ends up being back hyperextension, which doesn't really help you meet the goal as much. But again, you can see videos of people who lose the rigidity in their spine. It might not look pretty. But here's the thing, sometimes we hyper-focus on correct form, and while it does have a place, especially if someone's having pain with this or they want to improve their efficiency, right? As I just mentioned, if your bar path is kind of all over the place, you could improve from a competitive stance. However, a lot of times people are more concerned about form rather than like starting at a lower level and working your way up. So someone who's been training, they start at a lower weight and have trained their body and adapted to certain types of form, they're not having any issues. A lot of times their body has adapted, and we don't really always have to be the form police. In our setting in physical therapy, this can be a little scarier. We're worried about doing more harm than good, right? But just keep this in mind that you want to make sure that you're empowering your patients and giving them kind of an upper limit of like what not to go beyond and a lower limit of like what's safe, what's okay, so that they feel confident with this. So even just coaching them on how to progress. Like if they're starting at a certain weight, what are some maybe cues that seem to help them? And how can we empower them to, if they want to continue this in their training, know how to progress it? How can they warm up? What kind of movement prep do they need? Can we teach them about doing warm-up sets or just being able to use their environment to their advantage? Now, I've talked a lot about conventional. The only difference with like sumo really is that your feet are outside the grip, so you have a wider stance, and this just allows a more vertical back angle and a shorter moment arm along the trunk, which can be a mechanical advantage for some, but could be great for some people who can't really tolerate the conventional deadlift, or the form is just a little bit too tricky and they just mostly want to get strong. Other variations too with the barbell, you might see like a snatch grip where it's like a really wide grip, and that's just because this can be a portion, like that deadlift portion where before they lift it overhead. But hex bar deadlifts are also a great alternative. We'll probably cover more variations in the future, but we'll start with that for today. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Instagram's probably quicker. If you find me at dr.kasey.hankins, or you can reach out at ptsnackspodcast@gmail.com. But I would love to answer any questions, or if you want me to dive in depth on a certain topic, I certainly will. We've got a list drawn out of places we'll go in the near future, but I try and give priority to the ones that are requested. So let me know. If you need any CEUs, MedBridge is offering listeners 40% off an annual prescription, which is insane. That's a really good deal. You just have to use the promo code PTSnackPodcast. And if you're not familiar with them, it's a pretty popular company, but it's a CEU-based company. They have thousands of classes to get CEU credit, continuing education credit. But they also have live webinars and then also specialty prep courses. I used it for my OCS, and it has a lot of pre-made questions that you can go through, just practice looking at a computer for ages and ages, which can be a real thing with fatigue on that test. But also they even have a version where there's a home exercise program builder that you can create programs for your patients, and they can even like log in and watch videos, or you can just print it out for them. You know, some people like paper, some people like tech. So if that interests you, check it out below in the show notes. Otherwise, you guys have a great rest of your day.